What's up, Wiffle Nation? Welcome to Holy Commutes Thursday edition. This is your host, Andy Stone, filling in for Carl Coffee once again this week. I just want a special shout out to the people that downloaded my show last week. Not sure why you guys want to hear me ramble for 20 minutes, but that's cool. I appreciate it. Sticking with the same theme, UIFS is like a week away, pretty much be a travel day for a lot of guys, a week from today when you guys hear this. I can't think of much else to talk about other than UIFS. So I know that Tim and Paul Cook did an awesome show on Monday. They talked a little bit about up-and-coming teams, up-and-coming players, guys you want to look out for. I'm not really going that route, but I am going to talk about a couple teams. But rather than have me talk about them, I'm going to have the guys have a little clip so they can tell you about the team name, and a little bit about this season. First off, we're going to start out with a Wiffle legend, 2005 Fast Plastics champion in the box, Joe Nord, the only two-man team to ever win an NCT. So that's pretty amazing on its own. Joe's been out of the Wiffle world for a little while. Last year reappeared down in Long Island at Gall. Medium pitch, but still can swing a mean bat. I think that kind of got the fires lit for him and competitive juices flowing. So he wanted back into competitive fast pitch whiffs. Still thinks he has a lot to offer the game, and there's no doubt that he does. But here's Joe with a little bit of info on his team Unleashed coming to you, Whiffs.
Hey, what's going on? This is Joe Nord from Unleashed. I am the captain of the team. Our team is from Long Island, New York. Our team consists of myself, Matt Ventimiglia, Tyler Kahn, Shane Harold, and Tom Gannon. My team name comes about from actually a music album by a band called Skillet. I was thinking about having the team name called Vengeance, but last minute I changed it. I saw the name and I was like, Unleashed, you know? It's just kind of like, you know, I've been like a caged animal and I want to be unleashed. So I contacted Brian DiNapoli, and he came up with the logo. I absolutely loved it. It looks like a bulldog breaking a chain, and I just thought it was great. I've had so much fun this season, hanging out with the guys, talking to everybody, getting ready for UIF. It's been an absolute blast. I just want to highlight some things. You know, I'm just so proud of to play with the guys that I'm with. Matt Ventimiglia. He's got a just beautiful lefty swing, you know. Also, he's probably one of the best wiffle brains in the country, you know. This guy can manage just about anything, you know. He's been a tremendous resource, as well as a great teammate. Tyler Kahn has been tearing it apart in the medium pitch wiffle ball circuit for a number of years now. I think when I played with him, he batted 584 through like 17 games and hit like 18 home runs. The kid's a beast. He's just got this beautiful swing. It's awesome. Tom Gannon, I mean, I think everybody in the wiffle ball world might know Tom Gannon just because this guy plays more wiffle ball than anybody I know. I mean, East Coast to West Coast, he's played just about every tournament, every organization that there possibly is. The guy is a animal on the hill. He's got this incredible, he has the ability to throw scuffed, unscuffed. And, you know, he just hits too. You know, the kid has a great lefty swing. I love having lefties on my team. They see the ball at a different angle, and I just think they're amazing. Last but not least is Shane Harold. I'm not going to talk about Shane too much, except for the fact that he's Mickey Hyde's nephew. So I think if anybody who remembers who Mickey Hyde is, it's him and myself. We won the 2005 National Championship 16 years ago. I mean, that's a long time ago, but Shane's a beast. He played one more tournament, you know, got an electric arm, and, you know, again, just dynamite guy to have on the squad. We're in a group chat right now, and I think we talk every day about wiffle ball. I call Matt Ventimiglia at least three times a week on the way home, and we're talking wiffle ball. Again, I don't think I'm sure there's many teams excited, but, you know, we're just gung-ho at this point, and we just can't wait to play. I just want to thank Andrew Stone for giving me this opportunity to say a little bit about my team. And I'll see everybody in a few weeks. Can't wait to play, guys. Bye.
So the next team that I wanted to talk about is the combination of the Whiskey Ducks and TC35. I knew the Whiskey Ducks were a little bit new to the Cedar Park and the Texas wiffle ball area, but TC35 is a long-standing team down there with some Fast Plastics NCT experience. Jason Rendon, the captain of the team, he has been on a couple podcasts before talking a lot of smack about what they plan to do at UWIFS this year and, you know, based on last year and what they did, and you know, had a great experience like he said, but you know, the performance part really wasn't up to what they wanted to do. I mean, they had to play C4, the Bronx Royals, so they didn't have an easy route as it was, but being at their first NCT and playing the level of competition that they did, it was a rough outing. So what he wanted to do was make his team better. So, you know, by getting Chase Oliver and TC35 and combining them, he is thinks he's got a team that's going to make some noise at this year's NCT. And, you know, who says he isn't? It's after there's like 10 teams, you know, that are probably plenty of perennial favorites. After that, you know, it's anybody's ball game. And, you know, that's why we play the game. Fast pitch wiffle. It only takes one big swing or some good pitcher to get hot. And, you know, those underdog teams can go a long way. So here's Jason with a little bit more on the combination of the Whiskey Ducks and TC35.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for reaching out and asking about Whiskey Ducks, the team and the team name, the origins of it. So I'll go ahead and get started with just the origins of the team name. So the team name actually came about, you know, from just wanting to play wiffle ball and just shooting the shit with my cousin at his house. So we were just, you know, like I said, sitting around having a couple of drinks, talking about wiffle ball and team names. What would be a good team name, something that was catchy, something that would catch, you know, that would, if someone, you heard someone talking about it or you saw it, it would just stand out. So I have a cousin in Lubbock that is in a band called the Ducks, and that image that we're using of the duck skull, that's actually his drawing. So we went with that. That was our whole starting point. And then we kind of wanted to make it look something similar to the duck game on Nintendo. And, you know, after doing a little bit of research, we kind of saw that it was already out there. So we kind of just went with, we were just going to go with the ducks. And so my cousin's got a wall of liquor on in his living room. So we were just sitting there talking, and he's like, well, what about the Whiskey Ducks? And it's like, that's kind of catchy. So we, you know, we talked about it for a little bit. For a couple of days, actually, we sat on and just slept on it. And it was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go with it. And so we went with that. And we used the drawing and kind of just put everything kind of just fell together on its own. So that's kind of the origins of the team name for the Whiskey Ducks. And so as far as the team, we only been playing about a year. As far as the Whiskey Ducks itself, we started in right before the pandemic hit. So, you know, we didn't get too much play time, and we had to wait till they cleared everyone to come out of their house before we could go and start playing. So by the time it came to UWIF, we only had about 6 months of actual play time when we went. So we kind of knew we were going to get an ass whooping. So that was understood. Everybody was okay with it. We went for the learning experience and what we could bring home for not just the Whiskey Ducks, but for the South Texas Wiffle Ball League in general, what we could learn and kind of pass on to the rest of the guys to kind of improve our league as much as or as quickly as possible. And then, like I said, from there we went to just play in local tournaments. And then, you know, after coming back from UWIF, we were like, yeah, this is something we've got to do. We've got to put together an experienced team and go back and kind of redeem ourselves. So we reached out to Chase and Eric, and they agreed. I took them to that tournament in Tennessee, And we did a lot better than we were expecting. So, like I said, we gelled fairly quickly. We had been playing against them for a while. So it was just a natural choice to choose them. They had the experience and the knowledge that we were looking for. And so not everybody could make it this year. So it's just me and Joseph from the original Whiskey Ducks. And then we picked up Chase Oliver and Eric Atwood from TC35. And a great addition. Chase is a great pitcher, great hitter. Eric's is a great hitter, strong fielder. And there's not much more you can ask for. Everybody's gelling well. Everybody's getting along. Everybody's, you know, meshing. And then we brought on Luke. We were playing in a tournament against each other, and so Luke showed up, and we kind of just threw it out there to him, and he jumped on board right away. And Luke's a great pitcher. He throws a lot like Chase. So coming into UWIF, we're really expecting to do some damage to people and really open up some eyes, and how Texas wiffle ball is really, really improving is so that we can, you know, let everybody know that we're catching up to the rest of the field, so to speak. And within, like I said, if it doesn't happen this year, it'll be in the next few years that no doubt Texas wiffle ball is gonna make a mark in this sport. So yeah, that's just a little bit about the Whiskey Ducks and the origins of the team name and a little bit about the team. And definitely looking forward to seeing everybody again and making sure we meet everybody. So see you soon.
And next to talk about his team for UWIFs is Brendan Dudas, Circle City Wiffle Ball Commissioner. Just want a special shout out to him too for running a great tournament. Although I did not go, I talked to a lot of guys that went to it, and they said it was ran awesome. They loved the experience, and they really hope that it stays in Indy. You know, and I know from, you know, 12 years of running my own league, I can only imagine, you know, on a national level, trying to get ready for a tournament at that scale and how many other things that go on through the tournament, and then actually trying to play in it too. I know after going last year to Pennsylvania and watching Jacob Davey bounce around from field to field and try to manage to play too, I can't imagine being in that position. So anybody that does it, that's my hat's off to them. That's definitely awesome, and that's a great tournament. It's good to see it still going. But here's Brendan with a little bit more on the Circle City team going to UWIFs.
This is Brendan Dudas with Circle City Wiffle. I'll be coming to UWIFs with the Indy 8 Balls. Our rosters, Reed Werner, Will Smithy, Mike Speak Jr., and then the legendary Mike Speak Sr. We were originally going to come as the Dirt Bags, which is just a play on the Dirt Yard. But having Mike Speak Sr. and this kind of, you know, potentially being one of his last tournaments that he could play in, we really wanted to honor that man and all that he's done for the sport, and especially Circle City Wiffle. He owns AmeriFence, which put in the Dirt Yard and has really catapulted our league into, you know, relevance. I think, you know, before Mike Sr. was in the league, none of our guys really wore jerseys or took the game that seriously. And when the 8 Balls showed up, they showed up with jerseys. They stuck it to us. They won the championship in their first year. And we hated the guys at first, but then grew to respect them. And, you know, the way they treated the game and the way they played the game really started to rub off on the rest of our league. And, you know, it led to what we have now. And I would say Mike is very responsible for a large chunk of what's happened at Circle City Wiffle, including hosting the national tournament just a few months ago. So we're coming as the Indy 8 Balls. I'm excited about it. We're going to pay homage to the Chicago 8 Balls, which is where Mike Speak Sr. started out in the early 90s, you know, 30 years ago. So before, I think 4 out of 5 of our roster was born, he was playing competitive whiffs. So the Indy 8 Balls, here we come. We're excited for the tournament and really excited to see what UWIFs has to offer.
So those are three teams that I definitely want to check out when I go down to UWIFs. Unleashed, the Whiskey Duck combination of TC35 and the Circle City team with the Speak son and father combination, something I'd like to do with my son someday. But the way my body's feeling lately, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to hang around that long. Next up, I got a little special segment that I'd like to call Tips with a Legend. Actually, it's Tips from G. This is for any of you new guys that are going to UWIFS this year and not quite sure how you're going to handle the experience or what you're going to do. You can probably get a hold and set up an appointment and have a personal sit down with G when you're there. But in case that's not possible for you guys and you don't have enough time, here's a little bit of pointers from the legend Jerry Fitzgerry himself.
I'm Gerard Fitzgerald, a.k.a. the G-Code, a.k.a. the face of WIFS. And here are some pointers for you new kids out there playing in your first national championships. Number one, make sure you hit your iron and get your BP in. A rusty bat is a useless bat, all right? You want to be like me a few years ago and not me and Yard this year hitting 038, all right? So get your BP in. Number two, get the right chemical balance going. Make sure to find your right ganja strain for your focus. Or if you're a drinker, you know, high ABV IPA or some malt liquor, you know, Steel Reserve. It's a long day and intense focus is the key to victory, okay? Number three, get a good soundtrack going to amp you up, you know, with the dugout. Have your guys ready to go. Gangsta rapper, classic rock, preferably none of that Megan Thee Stallion bullshit, okay? That'll just make you go over all day. Make sure to have at least three or four unique shit-talking catchphrases in the back pocket. When the cameras catch you making the highlight reels, you want these motherfuckers to believe you belong there. And don't get discouraged if you have a few bad at-bats, because you will, especially against guys who know what the hell they're doing. Take the learning experience and go kick somebody's ass in your next at-bat. And lastly, for these tips, you can Venmo me 40% of your future winnings. Ask Stoney for all the financials. Thanks, guys, and go kick some ass.
Thank you, G, for your insight on how to have a better UWIFS, as only you can do it. I want to have a special thanks to Brendan Dudas, Jason Rendon, and Joe Nord for talking about their teams. Those are definitely three teams that, if I'm not playing, I want to check out down at UWIFS. By the time you guys listen to this, we're going to be 8 days away. Can't tell you how excited I am. Like I said, I missed out on last year. I'm not sure that after this year that I'll even go to another fast pitch national championship. Like I said last week, fast pitch is a little bit out of my league. But I wasn't going to miss this opportunity. And then especially playing with Lucas and the guys from Maine. And then Rob. And then, I mean, come on, I can't turn down playing a national championship with G. So it's going to be a great weekend. Can't wait to see all you guys. And thanks for listening.